إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. I welcome all of you, barakallahu feekum, once again here in our class in As-Sirah in Masjid al-Tawheed. And we're still reading from Mukhtasar Sirat al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the abridged biography of our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the great Imam Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullahu ta'ala. The last point we mentioned is the splitting of the moon. The splitting of the moon. And then the Shaykh, he says that Quraysh, they continue, the pagans of Quraysh, they continue to ask the Prophet ﷺ for more signs. Even though they ask for a sign, then they will ask now, request even more. That's why the Shaykh, he have another title, their request for signs. Page 146 in the English translation. He says, Allah most glorified has shown many signs. At the same time, sealing the hearts of the disbelievers, such as the Pharaoh. Allah the Most High says, وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ لَإِنْ جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ لَيُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهَا. Now the Shaykh is referring to Surah Al-An'am. He says, up to the statement of Allah, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَجْهَلُونَ. In Surah Al-An'am, from the verses 109 to 111. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَإِنْ جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ لَيُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَمَا يُشْعِرُكُمْ أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاءَتْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. ولو أننا نزلنا إليهم الملائكة وكلمهم الموتى وحشرنا عليهم كل شيء قبلا ما كانوا ليؤمنوا إلا أن يشاء الله ولكن أكثرهم يجهلون. These are the verses 109 through 111. And they swear their strongest oaths by Allah in the Kufar, that if there came to them a sign, they would surely believe therein. They swear by Allah. And they swear their strongest oaths by Allah, that if there came to them a sign, they will surely believe therein. Say, signs are but with Allah. And what would make you, meaning O Muslims, perceive that even if the sign came, they would not believe. And we shall turn their hearts and their eyes away from guidance, as they refuse to believe therein for the first time. And we shall leave them in their trespass to wander blindly. And even if we had sent down to them angels, and the dead had spoken to them, and we had gathered together all things before their very eyes, they would not have believed, unless Allah willed. But most of them behave ignorantly, in a state of ignorance. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, verse 59, وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ. And nothing stops us from sending the ayats, those signs that they request, but that the people of old denied them. That the people of old denied them. Then the Sheikh explains, he says, Allah Most High has explained that nothing prevents him from sending them, meaning those signs that they request, except that the people of old denied them. And the Sheikh gives us what happened actually, what's the outcome of refusing or denying those signs. Because they say, okay, you're a prophet, and this is the people of the past, they said it to Musa and others. You're a prophet? Okay, prove it. Bring us a sign from Allah. And they say many things, as Allah tells in the Quran, they request, as the Bani Israel, they say to Musa, Arina Allah jahratan. They went too far. They said, we want to see Allah in person. Okay? So he says that what prevents us from sending them the signs, except that the people of old denied them. And if they also denied them, they would be deserving of the punishment of destruction. The scholars of Tafsir and the scholars of Hadith have narrated on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that he said, the people of Mecca asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to turn As-Safa into gold. Now I remember we did this in a previous class, but la ba'as, inshallah. Fil i'ada, ifada. Inshallah. There is always a benefit when you repeat something. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that the people of Mecca asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to turn As-Safa into gold. As-Safa is a little mountain. That's when you start the sa'i. When you make umrah or hajj, once you finish the tawaf, and you go make sa'i between Safa and Marwa. So they said to him, turn As-Safa into gold, and to remove the mountains from them, so that they might farm. And it was said to him, if you wish, we will give them a respite. Or if you wish, we will give them what they ask, and if they disbelieve, they will be destroyed, as those before them were destroyed. Yes, we can, alhamdulillah, Allah is able to do all things. If that's what they want the Safa in gold, we make it in gold. They want this mountain that is, surrounding the Kaaba and the Haram, to be removed, we remove them. They want to cultivate and become farmers, we make. But if they disbelieve in you and continue to disbelieve, we will destroy them. They will be destroyed. But the Prophet ﷺ, what he says, no, I will be patient with them, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ. And nothing stops us from sending those signs that they ask for, but that the people of old denied them. Ibn Abi Hatim narrated on the authority of Al-Hasan Al-Basri, rahimahullah, and he was one of the great imams of Al-Tabi'een, Al-Hasan Al-Basri, Abu Sa'id, regarding this verse that he said, as a mercy to you, O nation of Muslims, if we send these signs and you disbelieved in them, that which befell those before you would also befall you. The signs came to them one after another and they did not believe in them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 4, وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِدِينَ. إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِدِينَ. And never an ayah, a sign, comes to them from the ayats of their Lord, but they have been turning away from it. They turn away from it. Allah Most Glorified informed them that the signs came to them, but they turned away from them, and that they shall see the truth of that which was brought by the messengers, alayhimus salatu wassalam, when Allah destroys them as he destroyed those before them due to their sin, which was denial of the messengers alayhim as-salam. For Allah Most Glorified, Most High says, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا. Surah Al-Qasas, chapter 28, verse 59. And never will your Lord destroy the towns, the populations, until he sends to their mother town a messenger. Until he sends to their mother town a messenger. And Umm al-Qura, the ulama, he says, is Mecca. This is Umm al-Qura, the mother of all towns. Then the Shaykh went to say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed them that so great was their disbelief that even if a book had descended written on paper and they touched it with their own hands, they would deny it. Subhanallah. Allah informed them, those pagans, okay, that so great was their disbelief that even if a book had descended written on paper and they touched it with their own hands, they would deny it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Most Glorified, made clear that even if he had made the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam an angel, he would have made him appear as a man. Since they were unable to see the angels in the form in which they were created, and thus their contradiction is made apparent, since they believed that the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a human being and not an angel. And from the things that they say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of their stubbornness, and Allah, as Allah mentioned, they are so deep into that disbelief, and they continue to always contradict. Whenever a sign comes to them, they ask for another one. They find a way to get rid of what they have mentioned and promised previously. Allah the Most High says, وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرُ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. This is in Surah Al-Isra, verse 90. And they say, we shall not believe in you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until you cause a spring to gush forth from the earth for us. Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala says, and if these signs were given to them, okay, all of these signs so far that we read and amongst others, if these signs were given to them, and keep in mind, Allah is able to do all things. Allah is able to give them anything they ask and more than that. But the Shaykh says, if these signs were given to them and they did not believe in them, the punishment of destruction would befall them. And they do not necessitate belief. Only the establishment of the evidence against them, and that evidence is established by things other than them. And they are also not fitting. For their words, they say, until you break open for us from the ground a spring. So they say, until you break open for us from the ground a spring. Necessitate its being broken open in Mecca and the appearance of a river from which cultivation arises, and Allah Most Glorified, Most High, has previously ordained in his wisdom that his house would be situated in a dry valley, in order that there should be nothing there which could attract people for worldly reasons, thus causing their pilgrimage to be undertaken for some material benefits. And we mentioned this actually, we're repeating a portion of the last class, that the reason and the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his house, the Kaaba and the Haram, in which the people, they go for Hajj and for Umrah, will be like that, will be barren and with no luxury, so that the people, they don't go for vacation. Okay? If in Mecca will be rivers and trees and vineyards and you know, people, they may go for vacation. Instead to go and take care of the Hajj, they may go for vacation. But over there, you know, those who made Hajj before Umrah, you know what it is. When you go there, you're going for Hajj. You know, Alhamdulillah. Even though it's changed because the luxury that comes with it now, subhanAllah, now it's like hotels, 5-star, akhi, hotels. You know, air conditionings. Akhi, there is this hotel that is called Dar al-Tawheed. I stayed in it once or twice because we went with this Umrah. Akhi, that hotel is so amazing, the technology. You got a remote? That one remote, you know, remote is for open the door. And he opened the windows, break down the blinds. You remember what I mean? You bring down the blinds, you know the blinds? When a remote, you're laying down, the blinds come up, they open. There is like 4 sets of blinds, right? At least 3 or 4. And all of them with that. And the Adhan, you hear the Adhan right there in your room, that room. And this is only a room that is like the minimum wage room. Maybe like 8 years ago, so maybe, I'm not sure. I was in Ramadan, and I met one of my friends from Kuwait. Maybe they have some money, Allahu A'lam, they had a suite in the same hotel. I'm like, I gotta get out of here, man. Dunya, man. He says, subhanAllah, they have a little, little spring in there. And akhi, Allah al-Musta'an. Yes, there is luxury right now. Akhi, the food over there now, it's amazing. Chinese, name it. Fast food that you have here, Kentucky, fried chicken, Hardee's, Denny's, Domino's Pizza, Papa John's, Starbucks, called Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin and Robin, Subway. Akhi, everything is in there. And halal, by the way. It's a lot of, it's luxury now. We're talking about 100 years ago from now, subhanAllah, 200 years, people, they used to go, they have to take their food with them, they have to cook, they gotta have a little tent, if they can afford to have a tent, that's where they sleep. Now, subhanAllah, you drive, you go on a plane, you're driving on nice buses, and still people complain. Still people complain. Allah al-Musta'an. The Sheikh says, and if it had a garden of dates and grapes, it would entail ease and comfort in the life of this world, which would necessitate a diminution of its status. SubhanAllah. And we've seen it. Some people go with us for Hajj. It's time for the Adhan or before. Let's go. I'm going to stay here, man. Some people don't want to stay right there in a hotel and pray in a hotel. So happy. They get so comfortable with the luxury, man. Let's go. I'm just going to stay here. La ilaha illallah. Look what the Sheikh says. He says, and if it had, meaning the area where the Mecca is, if it had garden of dates and grapes, it would entail ease and comfort in the life of this world, which would necessitate a diminution of its status. The same applies if there was there in a palace of Zukhruf, meaning gold. Is it rain? Hey, no. As for causing the sky to fall in shattered pieces, this will not happen until the day of resurrection. Because they ask this, they say too, like, if the sky will come down, and they ask many things. The Sheikh says, as for causing the sky to fall in shattered pieces, this will not happen until the day of resurrection. And as for bringing Allah and the angels, could they say that? Say, bring Allah and the angels together. They request many things. He says, as for bringing Allah and the angels before them, when the people of Musa, alayhi salam, ask him, less than this, less. They were seized by a thunderbolt. And Allah Most High says, يَسْأَلُكَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَن تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. The people of the scripture, the Jews, ask you to cause a book to descend upon them from the heaven, or from heaven. Surah An-Nisa, verse 153. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear that the polytheists and the people of the scripture asked him that a book being sent down from the heaven. And he made clear that neither group would believe if it came to them, and that they only ask him in order to vex him and disturb him. That's why they ask him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, concerning the polytheist, وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قَرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ. And even if we had sent down unto you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a message written on paper so that they could touch it, still they won't believe. And that's in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 7. And regarding the people of the scripture, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَدْ سَأَلُوا مُوسَىٰ أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Indeed, they ask Musa for even greater than that. And this is in Surah An-Nisa. The Shaykh says, he didn't mention all the ayats, but the ayat 153 and 154 in Surah An-Nisa. يسألك أهل الكتاب أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك فقالوا أرنا الله جهرة أرنا الله جهرة فأخذتهم الصاعقة بظلمهم ثم اتخذوا العجل من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات فعفونا عن ذلك وآتينا موسى سلطانا مبينا ورفعنا فوقهم الطور بميثاقهم وقلنا لهم ادخلوا الباب سجدا وقلنا لهم لا تعدوا في السبت وأخذنا منهم ميثاقا غليظا. So from the verses 153 to 154 in Surah An-Nisa, the people of the scripture, the Jews, ask you to cause a book to descend upon them from heaven. Indeed, they asked Musa for even greater than that. Now they asked the Prophet ﷺ for a book. Alright, the Jews, they asked the Prophet to cause a book to descend upon them from heaven. Allah telling him, indeed, same people, the Jews, asked Moses, alayhi salam, for even greater than that. When they said, show us Allah in public. Walayyadu billah. But they were struck with thunderclap and lightning for their wickedness. Then they worshipped the calf, even after clear proofs, evidences, and signs had come to them. Even so, we forgave them. Allahu Akbar. After all this, Allah still forgave them. Even so, we forgave them, and we gave Moses, a clear proof of authority. And for breaking their covenant, the Jews, for breaking their covenant, we raised over them the mount, At-Tur. And on the other occasion, we said to them, enter the gate prostrating or bowing with humility. And we commanded them, transgress not by doing worldly works on the Sabbath, Saturday. And we took from them a firm covenant. But in spite of this, the Shaykh says, Rahimahullah, فَمَعَ هَذَا نَقَدُوا الْمِيثَاقِ وَكَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَقَتَلُوا النَّبِيِّينَ. In spite of this, they broke their covenants, disbelieved in the signs of Allah, and killed the prophets, the Jews. لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. And killed the prophets. In this, there is a warning, which is that when signs which they demand come to those who are not guided, there is no benefit in their coming to them. There's no benefit for those signs to come to them. In fact, they necessitate the punishment of destruction if they do not believe in them. And the matter is made worse for them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا in Surah An-Nisa, verse 160. فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. For the wrongdoing of the Jews, we made unlawful for them certain good foods which had been lawful for them, and for their hindering many from Allah's way. They keep people away from Allah's path. And their taking of riba, usury, though they were forbidden from taking it, and their devouring of man's substance wrongfully through bribery. And we have prepared for the disbelievers among them a painful torment. And when the disciples requested from the Messiah, Isa alayhi salam, look now, the Jews and the Christians too. Okay, al-Hawariyun. When the disciples requested from Isa alayhi salam, Al-Masih, the Messiah, what they request from him? Ma'ida, min as-sama. The table spread with food, remember? Huh? That's what they request. A table spread with food. It was one of the signs which necessitated that those who disbelieved in it would receive a punishment the like of which no one in all the world had been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before the Torah was revealed, those who disbelieved in the messengers were immediately destroyed by the punishment of destruction. Before the Torah, subhanAllah. Before the Torah was revealed, and the Torah was revealed, a book that was revealed on who? Musa alayhi salam, a Torah. The Shaykh says, before the Torah was revealed, those who disbelieved in the messengers, meaning who came before Musa alayhi salam, were immediately destroyed by the punishment of destruction. He showed many signs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showed many signs when He sent Moses, Musa alayhi salam, that remembrance of them may remain in the earth, for after the Torah was revealed, He did not destroy a nation with the punishment of destruction, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَىٰ. This is in Surah Al-Qasas, verse 43. And indeed we gave Musa the scripture, the book, after we had destroyed the generations of old. After we have destroyed the generations, the old generations. The Shaykh, rahimahullah, he says, indeed, when Banu Israel committed sins, such as they had done, including disbelief and acts of disobedience, Allah punished some of them. And He allowed some of them to remain, because they did not all agree upon disbelief. And there continued to be in the earth those who remained on the path of righteousness. Okay? They didn't all of them disbelieve, but those who disbelieved, they were destroyed. And those who believed, they continue to, they remain on the earth, on the path of righteousness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا مِنْهُمُ الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 168. And we have broken them, meaning the Jews, we have broken them up into various separate groups on the earth. Various separate groups on the earth. Some of them are righteous and some are away from that. They're wicked. They're away from righteousness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ A party of the people of the scripture stand for the rites. They recite the verses of Allah during the hours of the night, prostrating themselves in prayer. And this is in Surah Ali Imran, verse 113. And it was a part of the wisdom and mercy of Allah Most High that when He sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of all messengers, He did not destroy His people with the punishment of destruction. Allah did not destroy His people with the punishment of destruction. Rather, Allah punished some of them with different types of punishments, such as those who mocked, of whom Allah says, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ Truly, we will suffice you against the scoffers, those who mock and scoff at you. This is the verse 95 in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15. And the person against whom the Prophet ﷺ supplicated that Allah might set one of his dogs on him was torn to pieces by a lion. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ أَنْ يُصِيبَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ Say, do you wait for us anything except one of the two best things that may happen to us? Fighting you? Martyrdom or victory? While we await for you, either that Allah will afflict you with a punishment from Himself. This is the ayah 52 in Surah At-Tawbah. In Surah At-Tawbah. The Shaykh continued by saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us that He punishes the disbelievers sometimes at the hands of the believers in jihad and by lawful punishments and sometimes in other ways. And this was necessitated by their beliefs, such as what happened to Quraysh and others. For if Allah had destroyed them, they would have ceased to exist, and the benefit of them would have ceased, and none would have remained from their offspring who believed, as opposed to punishing them by humiliation and subjugating them, because that causes them to become weak. And when people are able to achieve all of their needs, they become preoccupied with them, as opposed to when they are unable to achieve them. For this calls them to repent to Allah, as in the saying, being weak and unable is a protection against sin and disobedience. Allah. Being weak and unable to do things is a protection against sin and disobedience. And this is why the majority of them believed. Naam, subhanAllah. Sometimes a person is weak and have no money, that's good for you. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't starting anything. And certain people are like, oh man, I'm broke, I can't do anything, I can't go nowhere. Sometimes a person doesn't even have a fare now for the bus to go to downtown Atlanta. And that's good for you. Because you don't know, man, if you have that fare and you go to a downtown Atlanta, what are you going to see in downtown Atlanta? You may see stuff that you don't supposed to be looking at. You may go places you have no business going to. Alhamdulillah, man. Especially if you live around the masjid and you can walk and you broke, that's the best way to be broke, man. Because you broke around the masjid. Because now you're always, you're like, I'm going to pray, alhamdulillah. I'm going to be in the class, alhamdulillah. You know, you're around your family. People have money, you can't see them anymore. Illa man rahim Allah. Of course, except those that Allah has mercy on them. Certain people, akhi, as soon as they get busy with money, what happened? Because they keep going after the money. Somebody, mashallah, he has one job and he's, alhamdulillah, that paid the rent. Mashallah, take care of the food, the business, the family. And you see him in a masjid for Fajr. After Fajr, he's going straight to work. And then from work, he's right here. Alhamdulillah, you may not see him sometime, but you see him in the class. He's here for Jumu'ah. Man, some people, they were like that. And then whatever, Allah opened the dunya a little bit. And then they were after it. They gone. They missing from the masjid. They missing from their homes. Everybody's missing them. Their children, they don't see them anymore. Why? Because the father is busy with the dunya. They don't see him anymore. The wife doesn't see him anymore. Everybody is complaining. The wife is complaining now because he doesn't spend time. He's constantly, even when he, that person, come home, he brings the business with him home, right? He always on the internet. How many people come? How many fired? How many this? He's reviewing applications. He's reviewing orders, commands. He want to make sure that none of those suppliers cheat him or took anything. All of his mind line in dunya, dunya, dunya. Father, be quiet. I'll get back to you. Father, be quiet. Subhanallah. And they neglect their obligations. But look here. Being weak and unable is a protection against sin and disobedience. Subhanallah. People have money, they can go do a lot of crazy stuff. Because they have money. They can travel, they can go to another state, they can even rent another apartment and they think nobody knows. But those who have no money, man, even if their nafs want them to do something, but they can do it. I ain't going nowhere. And that's good for you, man. You think you're going nowhere? No, you're in the right spot. Then the Shaykh says, and Allah said to Musa, alayhi salam, in the Torah, I will harden the heart of Pharaoh, Fir'aun, so that he will not believe in you, in order that my signs and my wonders may be seen. Allah has made clear that in that there is wisdom. There is wisdom. The spreading of his signs, which prove the truthfulness of his prophets, alayhi salam. Since Musa, alayhi salam, informed the people that Allah had spoken to him, and that he had written the Torah for him, and made manifest for him his signs, the mention of which remained in the land. An implicit in this, and in the hardening of Pharaoh's heart, there was that which necessitated his destruction and the destruction of his people, and that's what happened. Allahu Akbar. Fir'aun rejected the existence of the Creator, which is why Musa alayhi salam brought him signs which were suitable for his circumstances. He denied the Creator. As for Banu Israel's behavior towards the Messiah, Isa alayhi salam, they acknowledged the first book of Allah, and so they did not require that which Moses required, and he did not require any proof of prophethood, since the messengers who came before him and brought proof of it had brought proof of it. He only required confirmation of his prophethood, the prophethood of Isa alayhi salam. But in spite of this, Allah manifested in his hands the signs like the signs of those before him, and greater than them. And in spite of this, he did not bring signs of destruction. In fact, Allah made it clear in the Quran that they would not benefit them. Rather, they would harm them, because Allah knew that their hearts were like those of the first generations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Dhariyat, كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون أتواصوا به إلى آخر الآيات. Likewise, you see that? You know what's that? They say that's a male mosquito. When it's harmful, they don't bite. Harmless? Harmless, huh? Yeah, he's harmless. They say he don't bite. But the little ones, the little mosquitoes, the female ones, they're yeah. Wallahu a'lam. He said it. Likewise, no messenger came. Likewise, no messenger came to those before them, but they said, a sorcerer or a madman. That's what they call the messengers. Have they, meaning the people of the past, transmitted this saying to these Quraysh pagans? Allah. And Allah the Most High says, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. So said the people before them, words of similar. They say the same words of those who came before them. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 118. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also in Surah Al-Qamar, verse 43, أَكُفَّارُكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أُولَٰئِكُمْ. Are your disbelievers, O Quraysh, better than these nations of Nuh, Lot, Salih, and the people of Fir'aun who were destroyed? Subhanallah. أَكُفَّارُكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أُولَٰئِكُمْ. Are your disbelievers, O Quraysh, better than these nations? The nations of Nuh, alayhi salam, Lot, Salih, and the people of Fir'aun who were destroyed. They were mighty nations, ya Khwan. They have strength, and they have... Okay, but Allah destroyed them. And it was Surah Iqtarabat, meaning Surah Al-Qamar, in which the splitting of the moon was mentioned, their denial of the signs, and their saying, this is continuous magic, sihrun mustamir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاءِ مَا فِيهِ مُزْدَجَرٌ. And indeed, there has come to them news in this Quran, wherein there is enough warning to check them from evil. To check them from evil. This is Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 4. تفضل يا أخي أذن بارك الله فيك. آه طيب ما شاء الله. نعم بارك الله فيك. تفضل. So once again we read the ayah in Surah Al-Qamar. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاءِ مَا فِيهِ مُزْدَجَرٌ. And indeed there has come to them news in this Quran wherein there is enough warning to check them from evil. The Shaykh says meaning to decisively check them from committing disbelief. Since in this news there was evidence of the truthfulness of the prophets and a warning of the punishment which befell the earliest peoples. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after every story, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرُ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرُ. Then how terrible was my torment and my warnings. Of course the Shaykh now, he's bringing these things that the kuffar, they requested the signs. But later on the Shaykh is going to go back to the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his life, okay? As he himself is going to say it later on, inshallah ta'ala. He says, then how terrible was my torment and my warnings, i.e. the Shaykh says, meaning my punishment for those who belied my messengers and my warning to them of it before it came. Like for example, in Surah Al-Ahqaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ أَخَا عَادٍ إِذْ أَنذَرَ قَوْمَهُ بِالْأَحْقَافِ وَقَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ النُّذُرُ. وَقَدْ خَلَتِ النُّذُرُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهُ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. This is, Allah warned them. The people of Ad, they were warned by their prophet. So when they says, bring it to us, فَأْتِنَا بِمَّا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. They said to him, bring us that which you promised, that punishment, treatment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are your disbelievers, O nation of Quraysh, better than those who disbelieved in the messengers who came before you? أَمْ لَكُمْ بَرَاءَةٌ فِي الزُّبُرِ أَمْ يَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ جَمِيعٌ مُنْتَصِرٌ. Or have you an immunity against our torment in the divine scriptures? Or say, we are a great multitude victorious. That is that you are not being punished like them is either because you do not deserve what they deserved or because Allah has announced that He will not punish you. This is with regard to the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and as regards the strength of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers, they say, we are an assembly victorious. نَحْنُ جَمِيعٌ مُنْتَصِرٌ. Because they are greater in number and stronger, as they says, أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيَّ. Which of the two groups, meaning believers or disbelievers, is best in point of possession and as regards station, place of counsel for consultation? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَيُهْزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ. Their multitude will be put to flight and they will show their backs. They will run away and show their backs. Allah informs His Messenger وسلم, that they will be put to flight. And this is a Meccan surah. This is in Mecca. Okay? It was in Mecca. Because the fight happened when the Prophet وسلم, moved to Medina. This is in Meccan surah. When there were few followers and they were weak. SubhanAllah. And they were weak. But still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they will run away from you. Okay? And naturally, no one thought before his migration to Al-Madina that his situation would be elevated and that he would fight them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it was as Allah had informed them it would be. And this was in Badr. And it was the way of Allah, as the Most High says, سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ. That has been the way of Allah already with those who passed away before. Surah Al-Fath, verse 23. And when the disbelievers are victorious, it is only because of the sins of the believers, which caused a deficiency in their faith. And if they repent, Allah will help them. Sheikh says, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. So do not become weak against your enemy, nor be sad, and you will be superior if you are indeed true believers. Surah Ali Imran, verse 139. The Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, and if it is a part of the perfection of his wisdom and mercy that they should not be killed by the punishment of destruction, as were those before them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَكُفَّارُكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أُولَٰئِكُمْ أَمْ لَكُمْ بَرَاءَةٌ فِي الزُّبُرِ. Are your disbelievers, O Quraysh, better than these nations of Nuh, Lut, Salih, and the people of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, who were destroyed? Or have you an immunity against our torment in the divine scriptures? That's Surah Al-Qamar, verse 43. So the Shaykh says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not destroy them in spite of the fact that He had established the proof against them. Yet He displayed the most perfect wisdom and mercy thereby. Since the religion which He conveyed to them brought about perfect guidance and proof, and His restraining Himself from delivering the punishment of destruction to them resulted in the majority of the nation remaining until they were guided and believed. And in the sending of the seal of the messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a great wisdom and abundant blessings which were not present in the messages of the other prophets, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And then after this, bringing all what the kuffar, they ask for the splitting of the moon, many signs, this and this, the Shaykh, he says, now we return to the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See? After he went in details and said what the kuffar and how obstinate and arrogant and stubborn, you know? He says, now alhamdulillah, it's good to know these things, you know? Now he says, we shall return to the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah, in next class, the Shaykh, he will talk about khurujuhu ila ta'if, the Prophet ﷺ departure to At-Ta'if. And this is when the Quraysh, they were like very, very, you know, stubborn, and they began to show hostility to the Prophet ﷺ in a severe way and his companions. So the Prophet ﷺ, he went to At-Ta'if. Hopefully they may help him, aid him. But Allah al-Musta'an, qad Allah wa qaddar Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they, in the story of At-Ta'if, it was something else. It's not what the Prophet ﷺ taught, that the people of Ta'if, they will help him and aid him. But alhamdulillah, and after that, the Shaykh is going to mention the Isra wal Mi'raj, and then the Hijra, and the Bay'at al-Aqaba, and the like. Inshallah ta'ala, we continue that in a couple of weeks from now, inshallah ta'ala. Subhanakallahu bihamdik, ashadu la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.